Cut 1. Prologue. Tensions and security were both high when the 8 inmates were led to the waiting transfer vehicle, higher than normal, and all due to one particular inmate, Prodor Moffitt. As the shackled inmates were marched up the ramp of Interstellar Police Prison Transfer Vehicle 964, Prodor Moffitt glanced back at the throng of armed guards. He was quite pleased. This heightened security was all for his benefit. He gave them all a knowing grin and continued up the ramp with the other inmates. The two pilots in the cockpit engaged the ascent engines and the vehicle gently rose from the ground. As it pointed its bow toward the starry night sky for the 15-day journey, the guards, watching from the ground, relaxed as the vehicle accelerated higher into the night. Their job was done. But no one knew at that moment that IPPT-964 would never make it to its destination. Cut 2. Transformation. The commander could not hold his elation. "I am a human male! Look at me! I'm a human!" He stopped in mid-sentence and hooked a thumb into his waistband, pulled his uniform trousers outward and peered in. He gave a disgusted look and said, "Yes, I am definitely a human male." Then what the hell am I?" The commander heard the quiver and fear in his partner's voice. He looked over to him, then to the floor where he was standing. "Oh my," he said loudly, not being able to hide the shock in his voice. "Oh, I mean, I'm not sure." His partner was definitely not a human male, or female for that matter. "What am I?" his partner asked. "What the hell happened to me? This isn't right." Now, don't panic, the commander said to reassure his partner. "I'll just input your description into the replicator." He activated the computer with shaking hands. "It will tell us." Then, under his breath, "I hope it will tell us." "This can't be happening to me," his partner said. "I'm supposed to be a human, and look at me. I'm covered with fur." Cut 2. Discovering what happened. Here we go," the commander said. Using his index finger, he started to scan down the information. "Ah, you are Canis lupus familiaris. Caninus. Carnivora. Oh, he looked at his partner. "Just as I suspected. You're a canine of the human race." "A human canine?" he said, shocked and dismayed. "What? Why? Who? What?" "Yes, a canine of the human race," he said. "Specifically, a Doberman pinscher." He read the computer screen. "Let's see here." The closer they got to Earth, the more information the computer was able to update. Thought to have been first bred around the human year of 1890 by Carl Friedrich Louis Doberman. "I don't care. I care why. Why am I human canine?" "Technically, a canine of the human race." "Whatever the hell. Why am I a human canine?" "Oh, yes, right." He turned to his partner. "I'm not completely sure why, but look at the bright side." "Bright side? What possible bright side?" "Well, you're apparently still a male." The commander's partner quickly looked down at himself. "Oh, good night, nurse. I'm exposed." Cut 3. Meeting Jennifer. "Yes, we are cops," Trent replied. "What were you doing out here with the man at this late hour? And on a school night?" "Making a living," she defiantly said. "Am I under arrest or what?" "No, not at this time. What's your name?" "Jennifer Winkles, but all my friends just call me Twinkie." "Where are your parents?" "Dude, I might look young, but I'm 24, and I guess my mom and stepdad are still back in Des Moines." "Why are you so far away from home?" "Why are you so far from home?" Jeff wasn't sure whether where Des Moines was. He was just taking a shot. "I ran away from home. What of it?" "And why would you do such a thing?" "Oh, well, let's see." She had gone over this story many times before with law enforcement and could recite it in her sleep. "My mom loved her cocaine more than me, and my stepdad, Doug, loved me a little more than he should have." She paused for a moment. "Can I pet your dog? Is he mean?" Genghis thought to himself. "Yes, tell her I'm very, very mean." "Oh, go right ahead. He's quite gentle." Crap. Cut 4. Meeting Mrs. Remk. The heavy thumbs grew closer and closer when suddenly the front door was wrenched open. "What do you want?" Jeff Trent and Genghis Khan took one involuntary step backward. Mrs. Remke was 5'6" tall, pudgy, with curlers in her white hair. "Well, speak up, Sonny." He glanced down at the paper in his hands. "Mrs. Remke, we're here about the apartment." "The what?" she replied. "Oh, the ad in the paper?" Mrs. Remke spoke in a rapid, machine-gun-like fashion. "It's been in there for so long, I forgot about it." She paused for a moment and looked Jeff up and down. He felt slightly violated. "What's your name?"